Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 166 of Ask Pat. So thankful you're here. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have another great question from Fred today, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. If you don't know what ZipRecruiter is, it is awesome because if you're hiring anybody for your business, it could be very tedious putting different descriptions out on all the different job boards out there. But with ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 50 plus job sites, including Craigslist and all the social networks from LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, all with a single click. You can screen all the candidates from all those different places in one place at ZipRecruiter. You can rate them and even hire the right candidates much faster than you can if you went all over the place looking for them. So you can try ZipRecruiter for free today by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. All right, now let's get to today's question from Fred.
Hey, Pat. My name is Fred and I'm from Canada. Excuse me in advance for my bad English. All right. I'm still young and angry to learn things, but I don't want to waste my time to learn things that will not help me in the future. Example, is it necessary to know coding today? Because with WordPress, it not seems necessary to know these kind of technical stuff. I know it might be useful when you need to edit something, but which technical stuff is a must that I really need to know? I'm really interested into building niche website for affiliate marketing and maybe create digital product. Also, is it possible to learn and control SEO when you have no particular knowledge on coding or technical stuff that only an old and pro webmaster know? I know it might sound a large question, but that's the problem because it's so a large question that I really don't know where to concentrate my time and effort in what I really need to learn to succeed. I'm really talking about the technical stuff that is a must to know when you want to succeed into internet marketing and all that, making money on the internet world. By the way, I really love what you're doing and thank you so much for doing it. You helped me to keep my dream alive, and my dream is what would make my life so exciting, even in the rough time. Thanks, Pat.
Fred, thank you so much for the question, and also thank you for all the kind words there. I mean, that's why I'm here. I'm here to inspire and answer questions and help everybody out as much as I can, and hopefully this answer to your question will help you out too. So just to reiterate, you know, what kind of technical stuff do you need to know? What kind of coding languages or how much coding do you need to know before you get into building a website these days? And, you know, to tell you a quick story, when I first started, I thought I had to learn everything on my own. Like, I thought I had to be able to just sit on a blank screen and type in zeros and ones and learn all the code and language myself in order to put up a website. And of course, that wasn't the case. I eventually found out. I eventually obviously picked up WordPress and that made it super simple. But even then, I still tried to figure out how everything worked. And yes, it was nice that I figured out eventually how things work, like why things look the way they look because of the way they are written in the back end. But I literally did waste like dozens and dozens of hours trying to figure all that stuff out on my own. Like, I remember one time I tried to move an image from the left-hand side of the page to the right-hand side of the page. It was like an ad or something like that. And it took me 8 hours. 8 hours to figure out because I didn't know how to do it. So, of course, I went to YouTube. I tried to figure it out. I even went to Barnes & Noble one time. I don't think it was for that specific reason, for that ad that I wanted to switch. But for another reason, I think I went to Barnes & Noble and I read some books. Like, I bought some HTML and CSS books, stuff that helped, that would help me stylize my page the way I wanted to. And I just wasn't very excited about learning all that stuff. But I thought that's what I had to do because I didn't know there were other things out there that could help me. Like, I mean, there are obviously plugins and stuff that can help you with a lot of the things you want to customize on your page. And really, that's where it starts to break, is when you start to customize and try things on your own. And I wish I knew that there were services out there that would help me. Eventually, what happened with that 8 hour deal was I asked my wife's friend, who is a web designer, and he was like, okay, that's easy. And did it in like 10 minutes. I was like, what? And he was like, oh, yeah, you just do this and this and this. And I was like, okay, I don't know anything you just said. And he's like, who coded your site? It's like the worst coding I've ever seen. And I was like, well, I coded it. And he's like, oh, sorry. but I mean, lesson was learned. I asked for help eventually. And now, you know, with things like WordPress, a lot of the stuff is already done for you. You put up the website, you don't even ever need to touch the code. And I think the code that you will eventually learn just sort of happens eventually. Like, there's nothing crucial that you need to know before you get started, but there are things that you will pick up along the way that will make things easier for you over time. And it just takes getting started, and you'll see what those things are along the way. Like, for me now, like, it's really easy for me to type in, you know, a link with all the right coding and all the right descriptions and to have it open in a blank window and all that stuff. I mean, that stuff's useful, but it's not necessary or crucial before you get started. I mean, it took me a year before I eventually got that stuff. I mean, I had to look up how to do that every time. And again, WordPress and other services and things like this will do it for you. Where you get sort of caught up a lot of times is when you try to customize things. And that's where I would either find a theme that works for you and just stick with it that way, or if you're going to customize it, whether it's a theme that you already have or a new theme that you want to get, I would ask for help. Hire somebody to help you out. There's a great service out there called WP Curve. WP Curve. If you go to askpat.com/WP Curve, that will eventually be my affiliate link. I don't have an affiliate relationship with them yet, but I'm gonna reach out to them because I know the guys or I know a lot of people who have used them. You know, I'm very fortunate to have a team who helps to fix all that stuff for me right now. But if there was something like WP Curve that was there in the beginning, I mean, it's like 24-hour WordPress service for, you know, X number of dollars a month, and it's not that expensive, especially for this kind of stuff. So again, that's askpat.com/WP Curve. And so, yeah, again, you don't need to know how to do all that stuff. There are services like WP Curve and other ones out there. You could find somebody on Elance or Odesk, perhaps, to do these things for you. And then you could focus more on the things that you need to focus on. With SEO, there are some basic SEO things that you need to know, but you don't need to get super crazy with them. I mean, some themes will take care of a lot of the things for you. SEO definitely starts with, you know, having the right metadata off of your website. You know, the description and things like that are really important. The title of your blog and also the title of your posts, you know, all the headers and things like that, making sure it's all hierarchically put together correctly. And again, a correct sort of well-designed theme will do that for you. So there are great themes out there like Thesis and, you know, other ones out there that, you know, will do those things for you, you know, without you even having to know how it works. And then over time, you'll eventually just learn what works and what doesn't. But, you know, for SEO, basically just target keyword, you know, spend 5 minutes. I met Rand Fishkin from SEO Moz in Australia the other day. And he had a great presentation about just, you know, spend a few minutes doing a little bit of keyword research before you publish your post, so you know what keywords to put in your title and things like that, and, you know, your first paragraph, and, you know, kind of how to structure your post and things like that. And there are a lot of great keyword tools out there. You can even use the Google auto suggest feature. So type in the beginning of some of your keywords and see what else pops up. And those should possibly be things you should also include in your post or title as well. And, you know, also make it very shareable and clickable as well, because those all matter for SEO. Page load time also is affected. Bounce rate, you know, you don't want people coming on the site and leaving, because that just is a sign to Google that, you know, it's not relevant to those search terms that people are finding you for. So those are some of the basic things. And I mean, we could talk an hour about SEO. And in fact, I would recommend paying attention to smartpassiveincome.com very soon. I have a great guest post from, you know, a great person who's doing some amazing things in SEO and also specifically backlinking these days, which I know is something that a lot of people have questions about. So just look out for that on the blog. And Fred, so I hope that answers your question. Just to go back, you don't need to know hardly any coding at all. And what you will eventually need to know, you'll find out along the way, but you can get set up and running without knowing any code. If you want to get started, go to askpat.com/start and scroll down to the video on that page. If you need help or want to get help from other people, which is very smart and something I wish I did sooner, check out askpat.com/WPCurve. And finally, with SEO, just you know the basics of it, and definitely check out Rand Fishkin from SEOmoz.com. So, Fred, thank you so much for the question today. I hope it answers your question, and an Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way for sure. For those of you who have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. You might even get a t-shirt out of it as well. And finally, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. Again, if you're hiring people for your business, even if it's one person, it could be a headache to, you know, put these job descriptions out on all these different websites. You want to find the best candidate, so you should put them out there on all those sites, but it can be hard to do that. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to, like I said, 50-plus job sites with just a single click. They'll even find your best candidates for you, and you can hire the right candidates fast. Try it for free. It's free for you. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Cheers, and as always, I like to end with a quote, and today's quote is from Jimmy Durant, and he says, "Be nice to people on your way up, because you meet them on your way down." Cheers, and I'll see you next episode of Ask Pat.
Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.